It's Thursday, March the 20th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. Namfisa's CEO, Kenneth Matomola, who leads the independence regulator overseeing financial institutions and intermediaries, has identified balancing regulatory oversight with fostering industry growth as his biggest challenge. He said this in a conversation with Future Media News, NG Scholz.
The consumers of the financial services might say, look, you're not doing anything about the service providers. The government might even say, look, you are not doing what you're supposed to do. All have different vested interests. So to manage all these interests, to make sure that Namfisa becomes relevant, that everybody trusts the process, that is the biggest challenge.
Law enforcement agencies and the Office of the Prosecutor General have intensified efforts to combat financial crime through a workshop titled Turning Financial Intelligence into Evidence, Addressing Serious, Standalone and Complex Money Laundering Cases. Silke Hoffs is the EU Programme Manager for Good Governance, and she highlighted the importance of collaboration between key institutions involved in financial investigations and prosecutions.
Many times financial crime investigations face barriers, but they can also be technological incompatibilities between agencies or procedural inefficiencies that effectively hinder an effective transformation of the actual financial intelligence into actionable courtroom evidence.
Namibia will host 22 foreign dignitaries, including 10 heads of state, for the inauguration of President-elect Netumbonandi Ndaitwa in Windhoek tomorrow, according to Information Minister Emma Theophilus. The details were shared in a report by News on One's Chosia Shiweda for One Africa TV, who also spoke with the Deputy Minister.
Information Deputy Minister Modestus Amutse said preparations at the independent stadiums are progressing well and encouraged the public to attend. Amutse also emphasized that vendors cannot sell alcohol at the event.
Of course, vendors are allowed to sell the small things like cold drinks and food, knowing that, of course, during these times, people may need some water maybe, or maybe a cold drink.
The latest news bulletin is now on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. Watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284, or stream it for free live on oneafrica.tv. Zimbabwean war veteran Blessed Geza has called for nationwide protests on the 31st of March, demanding the resignation of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Geza describes the planned demonstration as an uprising. The former Secret Service officer accuses Mnangagwa of political killings and corruption. He also voiced support for Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's presidential ambitions. Political analyst in South Africa, Ntsikelelo Breakfast, warns of a possible coup d'etat. U.S. President Donald Trump says his call with Ukraine's President Zelensky was very good and that talks are on track. The pair have been speaking a day after Trump talked to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said he'd be willing to pause attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Within hours of that call, both sides launched fresh attacks, accusing each other of targeting oil facilities and power plants, as our correspondent Kate Fisher reports.
Donald Trump taking a very different tone than after the last time these two leaders spoke, which was, of course, during that angry Oval Office meeting here in Washington last month. On his Truth social media platform, Donald Trump saying that most of the conversation was based on the call he had with Vladimir Putin yesterday in order to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. And he said, we are very much on track. So certainly Donald Trump suggesting that things are still going well, despite the fact that Vladimir Zelensky was concerned after the readouts from that call between Putin and Trump.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.